I want to thank you all for being here today. This is certainly a serious matter that has come before my office for action. It is a matter that is of grave concern to all of us, especially the parents and the students in the DeKalb County school system. I want to thank the members of the State Board of Education for their dedicated and conscientious attention to this matter. As you know, they have worked hard as they considered the merits of the issue that was put before them. The stakes are indeed high. The future of almost 100,000 students who are in the DeKalb County school system is indeed something we cannot take lightly. Therefore, I will be signing an executive order today accepting the unanimous recommendation of the Board of Education of the State of Georgia that 6 members of the DeKalb County Board of Education be removed from office. And I will enter that executive order later this afternoon. I will also be appointing a nominating committee to recommend replacement of board members that have been removed. That committee shall consist of the following individuals: Mr. Keith Mason, a current member of the State Board of Education from the congressional district in which the school board at Isha is located, who will serve as chairman. Mr. Jim Bostic, a former member of the State Board of Education from the congressional district in which the school board at Isha is located. Ms. Sadie Dennard, a representative from the DeKalb County Chamber of Commerce. Ms. Alicia Phillip, a representative of a local not-for-profit entity. And Mr. Gary McGibney, in his capacity as a representative of the Georgia Department of Education. I have consulted with and thank the members, the newly appointed school board superintendent, Mr. Michael Thurman, and in consultation with him, he has agreed that Mr. Brad Bryant, a former member of the DeKalb County School Board and currently the executive director of the Department of Education Foundation, shall serve as a liaison between the governor's office, the state school superintendent's office, the Department of Education, the State Board of Education, and his office at the DeKalb County School Board. I thank Mr. Thurman for his conscientious way that he is handling this issue, and our discussions will be ongoing. This is something that I think he fully understands the importance of the issue, and from my perspective, and I think from everyone's perspective, this is an issue that needs to be resolved as quickly and as thoroughly as possible. I want to thank the members of the delegation, both the House and the Senate, who represent DeKalb County for meeting with me and to discuss their concerns and their points of view. We did so earlier today, and for those who are standing here with me today. I will open it up at this time for your questions. Well, obviously, all of us have to abide by whatever decision the courts might make. As I read the most recent opinion from the court, the action that I am taking at this point in time does not conflict with the directions and guidelines that the court has issued. Certainly, the final determination by either the Superior Court or the Federal Court could affect final disposition of this matter. But we don't know what that will be at this point in time. I feel it's my responsibility to act as the current law stands and authorizes me to act, because I do feel, as I said, that this is a matter of urgency.
What would be the procedure to replace them on a permanent basis? Would there be special elections called, or would they wait until 2014 when the new secretary of the board goes in?
The question was with regard to the process that would be followed ultimately after recommendations are received. We will be operating under the statute that is currently in place. And that would be that members who are currently on the board that are being removed, they have 30 days in which to apply for reinstatement. And under the law, if they do not ask to be reinstated, the replacements that would be named would become permanent and would stand until the next election cycle in that office. So that is the procedure that we would be operating under.
Based on the legal advice you've received so far.
I'm sorry?
Based on the legal advice you've received so far, do you believe the state law is constitutional?
I believe the state law is constitutional until somebody tells me otherwise. Well, obviously, we will abide by whatever the court finally determines. What the court order, as I understood it and as I read it to say, was that it would bar someone from actually being permanently removed in terms of a replacement being appointed in their stead until after the court hearing takes place. What I do here today does not affect that in any fashion whatsoever. What would I say to those who say that this is overly overreach as to elected officials? Well, you know, this is always a difficult issue. Anytime that one level of elected office imposes in the arena of another elected office. However, this has been the law. It was initially passed in 2010 in reaction to situations that had developed at that point in time. It was refined in 2011 to make its reach a little broader. This is the law that has been passed by the General Assembly and signed into law, the initial bill being signed by my predecessor in office. So we're operating under the process that is before us. And I think that it's certainly something that all of us could say, well, maybe there is a better way. The reality is this is the only way that is open to us at this point in time. To the nominating committee itself as to their recommendations? I would ask them to be sensitive to all of those issues because I do think that there are factors that need to be considered by the nominating committee, just as the voters themselves would make considerations when they go to the ballot box. I would also ask them to be mindful of the opinion of the state school board and, if necessary, perhaps consult with them, as my office has done since the hearing this last week.
Governor, effective when? You have suspended them, effective based on what time?
It'll be effective this afternoon when I sign the executive order. Well, what it means to the state as a whole is that all of us take the issue of keeping our schools accredited as being something that requires the highest degree of attention. As far as the state as a whole, we have other situations that currently exist with regard to similar matters, one that is still pending before the courts. I think it is an indication also of the fact that parents, and especially the parents who are affected by this particular situation, they take it seriously as well, and they expect all of us to follow suit.
The strongest argument, have you reviewed, and I assume you've been reviewed of various determinations, what in your mind was the strongest, most compelling thing to do what you did?
Well, the strongest thing that compels me is the fact that it was a unanimous decision of the state school board who, after a rather long and exhaustive hearing, made the recommendations that the six members should be removed. That, to me, is the most compelling point of view. Now, obviously, the whole process was initiated by SACS, the accrediting agency, having put the system in jeopardy of losing its accreditation. And their determination was made primarily on the issue of governance problems. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the first part of your question.
The danger of a loss of accreditation is mainly concentrated at the end of the year. The
Well, the urgency in my mind is this, is that we don't need to leave this cloud hanging over the students and their parents any longer than possible. And it may be that it takes longer than the time that Sachs will revisit in May before this matter is finally worked out. But I think the sooner the process and the procedure that will be followed in the event I am allowed to proceed forward, I felt like in all fairness, everyone needed to know what that process and what that procedure would be. And that's the purpose of the executive order that I will enter today. Thank you all very much for being here. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you for taking action.
Thank you.